I'm Marco Werman. You're with The World. Obey the Bible or go out of business. It's a unique choice and challenge, and one that Jewish farmers in Israel are facing this year. Here's reporter Daniel Estrin with the story of Shemitah.
Leviticus chapter 25, verses 3 and 4. 6 years thou shalt sow thy field, and 6 years thou shalt prune thy vineyard and gather in the produce thereof. But in the seventh year shall be a Sabbath of rest for the land. According to the Jewish calendar, that seventh year began last month on Rosh Hashanah, and according to Jewish tradition, it only applies to the Holy Land. There are some 6,700 Jewish farmers in Israel today, but only a few hundred completely abandoned their fields. For instance, this field that I saw on the side of the road. Just off the highway here, there's an enormous tract of land that's just totally parched. Dry sunflowers, sunflower seeds scattered on the ground. And there's a big yellow poster that says, "We observe the Shemitah year." Shemitah is the Hebrew word for the seventh year sabbatical. So if only a couple hundred farmers abandon their fields, what about the others? Some have adopted this clever technique. Hydroponics, growing plants in troughs, flowing with nutrient-rich water instead of soil. In the desert community of B'nai Netzarim near the Egyptian border, organic farmer Gilad Fine has rows and rows of lettuce growing this way, on raised platforms.
The root system is not close to the land, and it's above the land, and there's no relationship here between the land and the root, so then we keep in the Shemitah in a certain way, by not using the land.
So the fact that this lettuce is not actually in the land, it's sort of like a trick?
I wouldn't say it's a trick. It's a solution so we can feed people and we can keep the Shemitah and not growing in the land.
But doesn't it kind of get around the whole point?
The idea is to understand where is all the wealth coming from. And this year, I see as a blessing of all what God giving me, all what is growing and all what I'm selling comes from Him. It gives me more understanding, more awareness, more to see where all the wealth is coming from. And to appreciate it, for sure.
In the back of the greenhouse, he grows organic kale, no soil included. The most trendy vegetable growing according to the most ancient biblical law.
Yes, what I'm trying to build here, my farm, it's to take technology, to take faith, to take organic, ancient times, modern time, and healthy time today also, and add them all together. That's my basic agenda that I'm trying to bring in my small farm that I'm building now slowly.
Most Jewish farmers in Israel have not abandoned their fields, have not invested in fancy above-ground growing. Instead, they sold their fields to the government, and in a modest ceremony last month, the government sold the fields to a non-Jewish Israeli, a 25-year-old Russian immigrant named George. And by doing that, even if the farmers themselves are not at all religiously observant, they can continue to market their produce to Orthodox Jewish customers, because the fields technically aren't Jewish. In other words, a little bit of legal acrobatics. For The World, I'm Daniel Estrin, B'nai Netzarim.